Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 179. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the best platforms to do webinars. Live webinars seem to be getting popular again. Doing live YouTubes, doing all sorts of live events. I think it's countering the AI slop a bit, but they seem to be getting better. We're going to be looking at giving you some general advice in the first half of the show, and then in the second half, we'll probably be looking at what we think are some of the better choices for you to use for your webinars. Should be a great show. I've got my injured co-host with me, Kurt. He's managed to hurt his foot, but he's a trooper. So, Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, my name is Kurt Von Annen, and I run an agency called Mañana Nomás and worked with the team over at WP Tonic. How are you?
That's fine. Right, so let's go straight into it. So what's your initial thoughts when I suggested that we should do this topic about webinars? And would you agree that they seem to be starting? Well, I don't think they've ever gone away. I think they were really popular in the COVID years and then died down a bit afterwards, which isn't that surprising. But I think they're coming back a bit. But I'd be interested to get your views on that, Kurt.
I don't think they ever really went away. I think some of the marketing gurus, the Tony Robbinses of the world, switch channels a little bit, you know. And I think people invented new names for things, but didn't necessarily change the format. And so I'm saying it in a weird way, but the tools are the tools. And I don't think the tools have really gone away. And you mentioned it in the intro. AI is a mess for a lot of people. And when you create something with yourself on camera, talking to people, you can use AI to leverage that content for other things. So you're still able to expand with AI, but the source of the content is your own and not AI slop. And it's very obvious that you created it, which I think gives credence to the content.
WP Tonic is sponsored by Jetpack. Managing WordPress sites shouldn't mean stitching together a pile of disconnected plugins. Jetpack brings security, performance, publishing, growth, and AI tools together in one WordPress native toolkit. Use what you need. Backup, scan, boost, social, video press, stats, and more. All with modernized dashboards built into WP Admin. For your site or your client's sites, see what Jetpack can do. Jetpack.com. WP Tonic is sponsored by Ninja Forms. And let's talk about one of their powerful tools, conditional logic. Conditional logic is the clearest example. Every rule for the whole form lives in one panel instead of being buried field by field. On client work, build speed and low maintenance are part of your margin. A form that is fast to configure and that a client can run afterward without coming back means less friction during the build and less support load after the handoffs. Ninja Forms, powerful and genuinely easy to work with without being dumbed down. To learn more, go to ninjaforms.com.
Yep. So let's go straight into my list. Why webinars win? Well, I think it's that personal connection, as Kirk has mentioned. I think it's obvious it isn't been done by AI. I think the live webinars are the way to go with this now. Yes, you can do what is called evergreen webinars where you record it and then you play the recording. But I think the real power is in the live webinar. You do have to promote it. Picking the right topic. What's your thoughts about picking the right topic, Kurt?
Yeah, I'm still looking for the right topic, John. It's harder than it sounds. I've seen people that, you know, for instance, I'm real active in the mountain bike community, and I've seen some people put together a webinar with, you know, 500 people show up. But you have to get used to the idea that you could try a webinar. You could try and launch one. You might get one or two people. Don't put in less effort. You still got to knock it out of the park, do the whole webinar and schedule it again and hope that you have better attendance for the next one and grow as you go.
Yeah, I think on to the next topic, because I think it's very related, promote the event.
Yeah,
I think you've got to really write down a system and use AI to help you do that. Do some research about the best methodologies, what are the recommendations from people that seem to know what they're talking about. Check them out. Try and get a plan of action and get construct, because I'm bad at this. I'm trying to improve myself, folks, is, you know, have a methodology to promote your webinar. To be truthful, folks, if you've got a good email list, that's going to help a lot. But on the other hand, a lot of people using webinars to build their email list. So use social media, videos, promote it. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Well, you've kind of touched on it, Jonathan, and that is the chicken before the egg, or however you want to phrase it. You have to understand what your setup is doing. So in some cases, you're using your website or your social media feed to feed people to the webinar, because the webinar is your conversion tool to get people to make a purchase of something. The other thing is also true. Your webinar could be, you know, the lead magnet that you're directing people to your website, and the website does the conversion. And so understanding which of your tools is the proper conversion tool helps with the strategy on how you promote the webinar and how you execute it.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I think the main thing about this, folks, is that you're going to have a social media strategy, a YouTube strategy, using short video on TikTok, on Instagram. Short videos seems to be the way to go. We actually sell a tool on the WP Tonic website that helps you produce short form video using AI, actually. I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes of this on that. It's about slightly under $500 a month, but it produces a ton of content every month for you automatically. So you got that, but you are going to have to produce a lot of content, and then you put in the live webinar, because then the people book because they want to interact with you. They've got questions. That, also, you need a good topic, and they need to see that they're going to get some value from it. But the two things, if you don't do either, the webinar's not going to work, or I mean the one thing, which is the outreach. I think the other goes in hand, turn the webinar into content, because it's a great way of turning it into short video. There's quite a few platforms out there that will assist you in doing that. We're going to be talking about one of them in the second half of the show, but it's just a great resource to turn into different clips, video clips. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Well, and the webinar is so much more than that, right? So the webinar becomes the shorts that you're talking about, but there's tools that can help you make like textual sister content to go with it. So you can convert things to print. Doesn't necessarily have to be a transcript. It could be a summary. Man, there's just so many ways to leverage things. You can take a webinar and break it into bite-sized pieces and make a mini course out of a webinar. Well, now you've got a lead magnet based off the webinar content that you've already made. And so there's just so many ways that you can leverage it. But that takes us back to sales. And it's, you know, if you're in a business that's generating revenue, you got to be careful, because if you're not, you can end up in the content creation business instead of in the conversion and selling business, right? And at the end of the day, we've got to convert and sell. So you want to have a strategy when you're looking at how you convert this content, how you implement this content, and what it leads to.
Yeah, I think I'm going to drop the next one in the sequence, because you've already touched the last one, conversion killers. It's a tricky one, but I do agree, you know, with you, but it's finding the balance, because I think you can also be oversell-y.
Yeah.
Over salesman. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to name that. Well, you've named a certain individual, but he's made a fortune out of that. So he's proven me wrong. But maybe I'm just going from my own bias. But I think I'm a Generation X. I'm on the first year Generation X. X stroke boomer. I'm right on the edge.
Boomer.
I think the millennials, and I don't know what they're called after the millennials. I've forgotten.
Gen Z.
I think they're very much more resistant to over salesy kind of content. It's finding that right balance, because I also agree with Kirk. If you don't have any kind of calls for action, any way of pushing people a bit further along the conversion funnel and turning them into actual real clients, it's all becomes just social media, basically.
Yeah.
So I do. It's finding that happy medium. There's go on.
I was going to say, in a transparent way, I mean, that was exactly my problem with my agency. I had people that I was friends with, you know, in a networking framework where you would, you know, recommend customers to each other, right? Like peers in the space. And a couple of them reached out to me and said, Kurt, I'll be honest with you, man. I don't even know what you sell. I don't even really know what your services are. And I was like, how can you not know? Like, I thought they were idiots. You know, like, how could you not know? But then I went through the content of the website and I was like, you know what? I'm doing all this. I'm sharing all this information and I'm putting all this free stuff out there, but none of it's closing people on what we actually do to create revenue. And I think learning that school of hard knocks education that I got, I think is why I keep going back to that when we do these conversations, Jonathan, because I don't want to see other people get in that overly generous position and mistake generosity for a lack of selling.
Yeah. All right. We're going to keep this episode a little bit shorter, Kirk. Kirk's in a little bit of pain. He's taking a few painkillers. So we're going to go for our middle break, folks. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the platforms that can help you do these live webinars. If you're finding this content useful and you find us on YouTube, leave a comment and we answer those. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Updating plugins and themes shouldn't feel risky. That's why over 300,000 WordPress users trust WP Rollback. With just a click, you can safely roll back any plugin or theme. No manual file uploads and no downtime. And with WP Rollback Pro, you can download premium plugins and themes. Tools like Elementor, Gravity Forms, more. Track every rollback you do with detailed activity logs. Protect your workflow and take the stress out of updates. Learn more at wprollback.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code PODCAST20. That's PODCAST20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. I want to point out WP Tonic. If you're looking to have your membership community website built, if you're looking for it to be maintained, hosted, if you're looking for SEO services, anything to do with helping you build out a successful membership community-focused website, if you're a university, individual, a association, a non-profit, have a look at WP Tonic and have a look at what we've got to offer. So let's go into the platforms. Now, I'm going to say something and see if Kirk agrees with me. there's tons and tons, there's quite a lot of WordPress, SaaS, all sorts of platforms to help you do webinars. A lot of them are quite pricey. There's also some of them, their biggest attraction is not, they do the webinar really well, but their sales pitch is they can do other things as well. Other things to assist you to promote the webinar. There's other ones on this short list that are just focused on doing the webinar part. So there's different ways, different price points, different attitudes about what a webinar platform should be offering. And you find that with a lot of different segments now. You find that with platforms to host your membership or help you host your community. There's some that are very focused. There's others that offer a ton of different functionality, but it's not related to the core so much. What do you reckon about what I've just said, Kurt?
It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, also keeping in mind that this is the Membership Machine Show, you know, we primarily talk about membership and learning websites. It's very interesting because when you look at some of the tools that we'll discuss, there are advantages to using those tools with the other things that we discuss on the show on a regular basis, because of the membership tools or the payment gateway tools and things like that. So you don't always need the most premium version of these tools to find success, because a lot of times there's overlap and you already have these tools in your course creator arsenal.
Yeah, that's why you've got to really write down and think about what you really need, because otherwise you just see a big list of things the platform can do and you think, oh, it can do all these things, but you already bought lifetime deals, you're already using other products. You don't need all those things that they're listing, basically. Now, we're going to start off with one that does the webinar well, but its real pitch is it does a lot of other things as well, and that's Riverside. Now, for this podcast, I was originally using StreamYard, and then I was looking, StreamYard got a bit funny with their pricing structures, and I looked at alternatives, and one of them was Riverside. I decided in the end to use something called Evmux, got a strange name. But I decided on that. But Riverside, it really does really great podcast recording, does the video as well. And it, depending on which version you choose, and the webinar version, it's $99 per month, month to month. You want to get the webinar functionality, and the webinar function part is basic, and it does the job, scheduling, blah blah blah. But the way they pitch it is all the other things, that it will cut up the videos into short videos. You can use it for your podcasting. You can use it to do live video with one guest or something. It does a lot of other things, the platform. But if you're looking for your pure webinar, it's not probably the best. But if you're looking for all these other things, it's probably something you should look at. Do you think I'm being fair there, Kurt?
Being more than fair, because it does, again, features, right? Especially for people that have a spotty internet connection for streaming. Riverside is one of the first ones I know of that did local recording. And so let's say that me and Jonathan are making a show together and Jonathan's internet is wonky. During the live broadcast, we might see, you know, cutting in and out or the video freezing or whatever. But at the end of the recording, Riverside will take the local recording from each machine, glue it together, and give you, you know, a perfect recording that you can rebroadcast later or share on YouTube or something like that. And so there's just a lot of advantages with Riverside. I use Riverside with another show that I do, and it's easy to sign into. The interface works well. The shorts, it works pretty quickly. They do a good job. And the shorts do this kind of the same thing as like an Opus clip would do, right? Like, this is your virality score. This is, you know, the content you could post with it. You know, this would be the suggested prompt or post to go with the cut. And so it's a pretty cool deal.
Well, I'm thinking of maybe dropping, because I've got Descript, but Descript doesn't do live push outs to social media. And I think it's useful to push these podcasts to social media. Probably not to YouTube, because I tend to make it unlisted, because I put an edited version and I don't want two versions up at the same time. But the other social media platforms, but Discreet doesn't. So you really got to look at what they are offering on these platforms. On to the next one, which is a WordPress solution, and that's Webinar Press. We've talked about this before. Single site license, just $197 per year. I put that's pretty good value. And it doesn't do all the stuff that Riverside does. But on the other hand, if you want to do webinars, it does it, doesn't it not? And it's self-hosted. You can host it. But you've got, it's self-hosted, folks, but you're going to have decent hosting. That's all I'm going to say to you. What do you reckon, Kurt?
This is going to be a weird one for me, Jonathan, because this is the one that made me say what I said earlier in the show. Webinar Press, I have a lot of experience with Webinar Press because I use Webinar Press. I use it in the Mañana No Más website. But I don't need anything other than the free version, because I'm using a Lifter LMS powered website. So membership enrollment is controlled through Lifter. The payment gateway is controlled through Lifter. Access to the webinars that I'm going to give, you know, the content restriction is covered by my website setup already. And so I can use the free version of Webinar Press to host my webinar in my website and still get the benefits and control of all of the other tools that are in my site. And so when I look at it that way, I go, okay, I love Webinar Press because it does, and I don't use it often. I only use it 2, 3, 4 times a year. It's not a big deal for me. But if you want to pay for, you know, the single site license, the $197 per year, that's where you get to do like recorded webinars and recurring webinars. If I use the free version, I can only do live webinars. And then I think, if I remember correctly, it connects through my YouTube channel. So if I broadcast live through YouTube, I can just port it directly into my Webinar Press. I like it. I think it works well. I think the user interface in the back of a WordPress website feels a little rudimentary, like a little basic in its design and UX. So that might lead you astray to think that it's a less product than it really is, because I think it could be better designed, you know, for the interface. But it works really, really well. It's super reliable, and I'm a fan.
Yeah, and if you, like I say, if you're using Lifter, which you're going to be talking about a bit later on, but I forgot that it works with a free version. Thanks for pointing that out. About that. On to the next one, which is kind of fully hosted SaaS version, but it's very different to Riverside, and that's Easy Webinar. And it's one of the better valued ones, because a lot of the more traditional ones are quite expensive. Where this one, Easy Webinar, launches 44, but up to 50 live attendees, and then you've got growth for $116 per month for 200 attendees. And reality, that covers almost, I would say, 90% of people, based on my experience. But I haven't used it in anger, so I don't know if you know anything about it, Kurt.
I don't have a lot of experience with EasyWebinar. I've had a couple of clients that have used it in the past. And what I feel comfortable in saying about it is that everyone I know that tried it bought a package that was more robust than what they needed. There's always like a fear of missing out with these platforms. And so you'll look at the pricing page and you'll think, oh, well, launch is $40 a month, but you know, I probably need to do, you know, the growth plan or the pro plan or whatever. I got to be like really careful how I say this. I want to say this in a way that makes sense. Don't automatically assume you're going to have unbridled success. You would rather advertise a webinar that has a capacity for 50 live attendees and have it sell out than pay the extra money for 200 live attendees and have 10 people show up. Like in a perfect world, you would be able to say, like legit, like not lying, sorry, we're sold out. We're going to do a repeat event on Friday. Like if you really did have that kind of success, I would encourage you to stick with the cheaper version. The other thing to remember is that with this plan, the base version is pretty straightforward. The other versions include other tools like CRM tools or automated call to action things or like different email integrations. If you are a fan of our show and you're already in WordPress and you already have, you know, a CRM and learning tools and all those things, you don't need that. So I'm very cautious with clients when I talk to my clients because they see things and they get that fear of missing out panic attack where they want to, you know, buy the best package. You don't need the best package if you have those tools elsewhere.
Yeah. So, and lastly, but we touched on it, but talking about Webinar Press is that I put it at the bottom because Lifter LMS, but I kind of more with Zoom. But the problem with Zoom is Zoom does do webinars, right, folks? And they've got an app. That's the problem. Well, kind of, you know, and you have to pay. Like, I don't think, I'm pretty sure the webinar add-on doesn't work with the free version of Zoom. You've got to have the paid version, which is about $150, $170 a year now. And then it's on top. I can't remember how much it is on top, but it's not ridiculous, but it's expensive. And it uses the Zoom app, which has its pluses and its negatives. You know, most people have Zoom. Some people don't, especially in the corporate world. They use Teams. They're forced to use Teams. So if they're on a corporate machine, and they're not allowed to, and they won't be allowed to put their own software on, it won't have Zoom on their laptop if they're. So there's always pluses and negatives. But I suppose that's the good thing about Webinar Press is that you've got the free version. You can use it with Lifter LMS if you don't want to use. And the other problem with the Zoom, folks, is that you got to set up an app with Zoom to work with Lifter LMS. And it's not terrible, but both Lifter and we do, and loads of people provide good instructions. But I suppose with Webinar Press, you don't have to bother with that, do you? Or what do you reckon?
So there's very specific reasons that I would use Lifter LMS and Zoom, or Lifter LMS and the new events add-on that they created a couple months ago that also incorporates Zoom. First off, there's the Zoom integration for WordPress, which is free, right? So that's in the repository. You could get that. Now, the setup for that with the apps that Jonathan was talking about, I've done it tens of times, and it still takes me like an hour to set it up. And when I first did it, it took me like 2.5-3 hours to set it up. The instructions were very specific and very time consuming. The setup with Lifter and the events add-on is the opposite. I mean, it's literally like click this, click that, click the other. 10 minutes later, you know, you're up and running. You've got Zoom in your Lifter LMS website for events. So that works. If you run Zoom in that configuration, your clients have the option of, you know, do you want to open Zoom in the browser or Zoom in the app? So they get a choice of whether they use the app or can be in the browser. From a webinar perspective, though, you do end up in that weird space, right? Where it's like, yeah, if I want to run webinars, I have to be on that commercial plan to get webinars. And it does something like 1,000 attendees at a time. It's way overkill for most of the people that we're going to talk to or the people that we're going to serve in this show. So that makes it a little more difficult.
Yeah. So how do you think people should make a decision? I really don't know, really. I suppose it's WordPress, Lifter LMS with Zoom or Webinar Press is a great combination, isn't it?
Well, I feel like, you know, and this is just me, this isn't one of those things like picking your payment gateway, right? So if I was building a Lifter LMS website and I use the Lifter LMS payment gateway, and then I decide a year later that I want to use WooCommerce, well, that creates a real communication issue inside the website because now you've got two different payment gateways working and trying to figure out what's recurring, what's not recurring. And it's kind of a nightmare. But webinars aren't like that, Jonathan. I mean, I could try it. If I don't like it, big deal. I'll just switch and try something different. I like the idea of, and again, this is just me being me. If I already have a WordPress website and I've already got membership tools or e-learning tools in that website, I'm going to try Webinar Press and give it a shot. I'm going to see what I can manage on that free version and see if I can get the results that I'm looking for. And if I need to upgrade, you know, $197 for the whole year, that's peanuts compared to what I'm going to pay in other environments. So I'm probably going to try that first. If I find it too intensive, too labor intensive, too much of a bother, then I'm probably going to jump straight to Riverside, just to be honest with you. If it comes down to convenience and features, well, then I'm going to jump to Riverside, pay all the money, and know that, you know, I've got to do, like I said earlier, I typically do just 3 or 4 webinars a year. If I was paying Riverside money, I would probably have minimum a monthly webinar cycle that I'd be doing for my business because I've got to optimize the spending.
Yeah. Right. I think we finish up. What's the best way for people to find out more about you, Kurt?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn, so I'm easy to find. I'm the only Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn. And if it's for business, I'm at Manana Nomas or WP Tonic.
Righty-o. We will be back next week with another great show. If you're looking for a great partner, have a look at WP Tonic, what we've got to offer. Like I say, we build, we design, we host, we maintain for universities, colleges, schools, nonprofits, associations, and individuals. We will be back next week with another great topic. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.